For most people, getting a haircut is routine. But for some Muslim women who wear the hijab, it can be a challenge. In a typical salon, they might risk running into male staff who would see them without their headscarves. But around the country now, Muslim women are taking matters into their own hands. They're opening salons that specifically cater to them. My WGBH colleague, Gabriela Emanuel, has the story of the latest salon to open right here in Boston.
At the age of 10, Shamsa Ahmed fled the civil war in Somalia and arrived in Boston with her family. 2 years later, she started wearing a hijab, and she came up with a long-term goal.
At age of 12, I always wanted to open a hair salon, and I envisioned this huge, big salon that had all the services you could think of. Women felt safe.
Now, some two decades later, with a degree in accounting and training in cosmetology, she's done it. It may not be huge, but the Boston storefront is decked out.
As you can see, I'm in love with chandeliers. Love them.
In a neighborhood peppered with beauty shops, what makes the Shamsa salon and spa unique is not the silver and black decor, or even the henna body art, or the hammam steam spa, but it's who's allowed in and who's not. At the door, Ahmed says there's a camera and a code required. The windows are frosted so people walking past can't see in. All this to make sure this is a female-only space. Ahmed says for women who wear hijabs, it's hard to find a place to get your hair done.
That has been the biggest challenge. So they'll, you know, find hopefully a stylist that works at a salon, befriend that stylist and have her come over to their house.
Ahmed would know. She's often that stylist going from house to house. Others let people come to a salon after hours or in a back room. Now, Ahmed's hoping her clients and others will come here any time of day, no backroom necessary. Ahmed says there's been a lot of enthusiasm in the Muslim community. People have come from other states just to attend the opening.
Maine, Rhode Island, New York, New Hampshire. Some of them came from Ohio, Virginia, Maryland, D.C.
And some have come from just down the street.
Salaam alaikum wa salaam. Hey, hey, bye.
Kaldia Shah is checking out the new space on behalf of her daughters, ages 7 and 9. She says when they start covering their hair, this will be really nice.
Not feel like they have to scavenge around all over Boston to try and find somewhere to just, you know, to do something nice for themselves.
So what do you do now when you want to get your hair cut?
I cut it myself.
Do you really?
I really do. But, you know, no one sees it. I don't really take it off in front of, only at home.
Shah has a question for Shamsa Ahmed.
What if a woman doesn't want to even sit with other women, like even if they're normally covered?
We would have to rearrange something.
Shah admits she's a bit old school, but she says taking her hijab off outside the house would be an adjustment, as would paying for something she's long taken care of at home. But the younger generation doesn't seem worried.
Couldn't wait when it opened.
Faria Ali is part of the Somali Muslim community, and she couldn't wait to see the space.
A place to go my day off? To just relax, do something, it's really hard to find for us as a Muslim woman in Boston, where we could just go and get pampered, you know, get our nails done, someone who actually understands what we want. So this will be the place.
For Shamsa Ahmed, this isn't just a childhood dream she's fulfilling. She says she's also living out her mother's dream, who owned a small business in Somalia before war broke out. And she's following her religious role model.
For our Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, his wife Khadija was a very powerful businesswoman, and she encouraged others to follow her footsteps.
Shamsa Ahmed can't say exactly how many women her salon might serve, but she says several hundred people came out to attend her launch party. For The World, Gabriela Emanuel, Boston.